Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, From Misery to Majesty. Creatures subject to vanity. This is what Paul said humanity is. A vain creature or creation is one with no meaningful purpose or reason for its existence. Because of corruption of any kind and in all of its forms, people can develop and exercise a sense of futility. They cease to see any point in life beyond pursuing and enabling their immediate interests and passion. They fail to see or expect anything more than this. It is God who has subjected creation to this corruption, but not without hope. As a result of corruption, people suffer. Suffering causes pain and misery. But the misery of this present world isn't worthy to be compared to the glory or majesty to come when God sets creation free from the present bondage of corruption. At this time, God's true children will be revealed. God's children will not give in to the idolatrous practices and pressures of people without hope, but instead they are holding on to hope that creation will be redeemed and them along with it. Jesus also came into this corrupt and vain world and suffered just as the rest of humanity. But he came with a message of hope, and he remained faithful and hopeful that his suffering would culminate in glory and majesty. For the joy that was set before him, he endured all the suffering he encountered. Like Jesus, believers in their redemption must be willing to endure the suffering and misery of their time and world. Following their suffering and misery, their hope and faith is also glory and majesty. Herein, the true children of God, who are already known to God, will be made known or manifest to all when God's redemptive plan and creative purpose is fulfilled. It will be a moment of truth when the hearts and intent of everyone will be displayed for all to see. Those who waited and believed in God, and those who abandoned or dismiss hope to pursue idolatry or vain passions. At that time, we will be able to hear God say, "Behold, I make all things new." Without the redemption of creation, we and it shall remain miserable. All of our pursuits and endeavors will amount to vain labor, without meaning and purpose, regardless of what we build, do, say, create, or become. Because if the creation itself is vain, then the works within it must of necessity also be vain. These works the Bible calls idolatry. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School Missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. Don't forget to leave a comment down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.